Ron Kittle's on the phone. Hey, Ron, it's John Williams. Dave Ennett just strolled into our studio, too. Dave, say hi to Ron Kittle. Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Morning, Ron.
Hi, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, listen, Ron, I want to play for you a clip, first of all. This is Jack McDowell on a radio station this morning, and he was asked about the scandal where the Houston Astros were tipping pitches in the 2017 season and in the 2017 World Series.
We had a system in Old Comiskey Park in the late 80s. Gatorade sign out in right center had a light. There was a toggle switch in the manager's office, and a camera zoomed in on the catcher. Okay, I'm gonna whistle blow this now because I'm getting tired of this crap. There was that. Tony La Russa is the one who put it in. He was also the head, the first team of all the team of people doing steroids. Yet he's still in the game making $500,000. You know, no one's gonna go after that. It's just the stuff's getting old where they target certain guys and let other people off the hook, and, you know, like the media doesn't know that this all happened, what's going on. Everybody knows. Everybody who's been around the game knows all this stuff. Why all of a sudden it became a big thing, I have no idea.
Ron Kittle, former White Sox player, also played for the White Sox in the 1980s and 90s, et cetera. What about that, Ron?
I tell you what, I played with Jack, and I was on that team, but I don't know anything about a light. I might be the stupidest person in the world because they didn't tell me about it. Maybe they didn't want me to know. I don't know. But I think it's a little upsetting what's going on. You're a Major League Baseball player. You're playing on a professional team, and you have to win. And I am sure for the last 100 years of baseball, somebody always had an edge on somebody. Tipping pitches. I mean, if somebody clicked me and told me a pitch was coming by banging the thing, I would not pay attention to it. I wouldn't even know what the hell. I'm not that quick. I wasn't that good. But you want to win. Your team wants to win. And I think they're going to do anything they can to win. So it's a sad situation.
Well, my guess is that if there was a system like that in the White Sox organization, you are one of their valued hitters. You would know about that if that was taking place. I got to believe everybody on the Astros team knew what was up. It's hard for me to believe that a hitter of your magnitude would not know about a system if the White Sox had a system in place.
Well, I mean, there's certain. I never wanted to know what pitch was coming because I had in my head how they were going to pitch me. So I was already programmed of what was going on. I think that was important. I mean, I was with the Cleveland Indians in 88, and Joe Carter was on the team. And he used to sit there and look at things like Roger Clemens. Every time he pitched threw a fastball, his pitching glove was straight up and down. Every time he threw a breaking pitch, his glove was sideways. So, you know, you can pick up little things like that to get the edge on somebody else.
Ron, do you know about the Gatorade sign that Jack's talking about? Can you remember that sign?
No, I have no idea, to tell you the truth. Really, I don't know where I was, to tell you the truth, but I was on the team with them. And I'm sure people want to help somebody do well. You know, I don't think I had anything, because when I was there, I was having a pretty good year, and I wound up getting hurt. And, you know, I don't like to be told anything, to tell you the truth. Maybe that's just pure stubbornness, but
wouldn't you worry, Ron, also that maybe you're tipped off to a pitch and it turns out that the pitcher shook off the catcher or just decided to throw something else?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, if you got a pitcher on the mound as a Justin Verlander who throws hard, you're going to get 90% fastballs. You know, so you already know as a player, a batter, how you're going to be pitched, and that was the part of the game that you had to understand. I wasn't going up there looking for changeups off nobody.
Well, here's what I just think about it. I mean, this is what I was wondering about, Ron, and you can answer this question maybe. So the catcher drops a signal. Somebody with a camera in center field sees it. They go, okay, that's a two. That means a curveball. Hit the curveball light. Then they hit the curveball light. Then you've got to look at the curveball light, see it, and go, oh, curveball. Now mentally prepare for a curveball. By the way, this is all happening in real time. So does it even give you enough time to prepare enough to use that information as a batter?
You know, I just saw a stat the other day. A pitcher throws a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. So as a hitter, you have it's at .004 or something like that. Yeah. Then the hitter has .015 to react to it. So there's not a whole lot of big window there for anybody to sit there to make those adjustments. But like I said, whoever's pitching and he has one pitch working for him that day, say it's his curveball, he's going to throw that more often or not, so you're going to be ready for a curveball.
Well, then what's McDowell doing? Then why is he telling a story like this?
Well, maybe players that he played with got traded and hit him real well. I mean, but I'm sure there's – I mean, catchers have been given signals for, what, 100 years? You know.
Well, I know that, but that's – but there's no problem with that. But what do you think of – like, do you agree with us on this, Ron? I think most of us in this room right now feel this way. It's okay, right, Dave, for a runner on second to tell the batter with a hand signal what the pitch is if he's picked it up, right?
We're all absolutely okay. Now that's been going on for years,
and that's okay. But what about the electronic stuff where they're doing it from center field? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. but getting back to the guy on second base relaying the sign back into the hitter, in the old days when I played, the pitcher would recognize that, and you get drilled in the ribs on the next pitch or the next time you batted. Now the pitchers can't throw at hitters, so there's no inside pitches hardly ever anymore. Nobody's getting hit, so they're just taking full swings all the time. But I agree with you. Electronics cheating, I don't think it's too cool.
Okay, one last question for me, and then I don't know if the guys have any last questions. How endemic do you think it is in baseball? Probably going to be a lot less of it this year, but how much of this sort of high-tech cheating do you think has been going on?
You know, it just, what are there, 30 teams? You just think two of them are doing it? It might be around. I'm not real sure. They don't tell me that kind of stuff. I feel bad, John. You know, and, it makes it kind of easy sometimes. But all that happened now is three people are going to have new managers. So there's three more jobs for somebody else.
Yeah.
Are you angry about it at all, Ron, about what this may have done to a game that's, you know, at a point where they're trying to attract younger fans and you want to have integrity in the game? Does it bother you?
You know, I'm so far removed from being a player anymore. I'm an ambassador for the White Sox.
Right.
But I sit in the stands and I watch an outfielder pull his phone out of the pocket, you know, and he's getting the text that says, hey, shade him to the right or whatever it is. I mean, it's an electronic game.
Do they do that?
Oh, absolutely they do that. And I don't think they're taking phone calls, but, you know, they have to relay that message quicker than somebody standing on top of the dugout yelling at you.
Waving at them. All right, I'm out of time. Let's talk again between now and the season starts, and then after the season starts. We're very excited about this team this year, Ron.
I am. I think they made a lot of great moves. I'm looking forward to it. Not an opening day in March when 28-degree weather, but,
yeah,
you know, but it'll be some warm days. It's going to be a great summer in Chicago.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Thanks, John. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Ron Kittle played for the Sox back then, says he doesn't remember a Gatorade signal.